The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6.
You know I'm not going to listen. That's what I get for cheating. I tried to use something a little older. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show with Dave and Ernest. And what do we all say when Dave's not here? Dave's not here. He is out today, maybe the rest of the week. The lovely Mrs. Ernest is having her knees replaced, or one of them.
One, actually.
Somebody broke in the house and woke up. One of her knees was gone.
Oh, man.
So they're having it replaced today. Last I heard, she was doing fine. Did they ever get her in a room?
No, she is not in a room right now, but she... feels fine from what I know.
Well, good. She's suffering. Well, they give you stuff, and you don't really feel anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she's doing well, and I'm sure we'll hear from him a little later on, and he'll keep us up to speed what's going on with her knee replacement. 6:03 now, and it's Tuesday. And we've got Leah is in the house with us this evening. And we've got Luke. Luke and Leah.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan Chris Somi over here. How is everybody?
I'm good.
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Well, good. Anybody been keeping up with the clown show over on Fox?
Anybody? No, not too much today.
Nope.
I watched a little of it this afternoon while I was getting dressed and getting ready to go. And it was like the lady sounded like... Charlie Brown's teacher after a while. And it's people I never heard of were on there. They just get them up and just saying all these terrible things that the president did.
Right. So this is the Democrats' version today.
I guess so.
Right.
I guess.
And then the Republicans' rebuttal is tomorrow?
That's what I believe.
I got you.
And they were talking about they're going to go for 12 hours
right.
a day.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And starting like at 12 or 1 o'clock and go through midnight.
Right.
Why do they want to do stuff in the middle of the night?
I think the strategy was to kind of keep them off of, like, primetime news and morning news doing it that long.
I'll tell you, when I was watching the lady on there a while ago, she was from Florida, I think. I flipped over to Channel 12.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy was on there. I mean, they're not carrying it locally.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I think on Dan Morris's show today, they were talking about the amount of participation that has dropped. It's like in half of what it was when it first began. So I think this is going to fizzle out, and there won't be anything left to discuss on it.
I think it's fizzled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Getting there.
But
everyone's just kind of tired of hearing about
it.
Man,
I'm telling you.
You are correct, I believe. It's like, what's the thing? It's a big nothing burger.
Right.
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 It's just...
they keep not finding anything.
What, they keep not finding anything? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were talking about what's in the news.
Yeah.
Now, we've got this new plague that's
the coronavirus.
The coronavirus. Now, we were talking about it just a minute ago, and you guys didn't know this till I mentioned it. What happens with the coronavirus, they pop off the top of your head and stick a lime down in it, and then you've got it.
I got you. Kind of like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have heard, I'm not a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind if you do. But I have heard that Corona is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bad? Does it not taste good?
I like it.
It's pretty good to me.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I just...
Stick a lime in it and you're good.
I guess so, yeah. Or you just put the whole lime in your mouth and just let it run over there.
Hopefully they're not putting limes in these people with the coronavirus.
Maybe that's the antidote. Maybe that's what. And they were likening it to SARS.
To SARS.
You remember, you know, because all the Asian folks were
wearing SARS was like a respiratory type infection.
Well, maybe when I heard the guy talking about it, he was talking about the what people are perceiving it like.
I got you.
Oh, no, we're going to die. And they're kind of panicking.
Yeah,
you know?
I got you.
So
would it be a pandemic now since it started in Asia and now it's the first cases in Washington State?
I don't know. And, you know, we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Asian folks
right.
go
right.
to Washington State.
State.
I don't know what it is. You know, I lived in Washington State.
Right.
And one place I made sure that I went to, speaking of our Asian brothers and sisters, it was the grave of Bruce Lee.
Right.
I'll have to find you the picture. There's a picture of me standing between the two graves.
So you're talking about Bruce and Brandon?
Bruce and Brandon are buried next to one another.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was pretty weird because we went early one morning. And evidently, that's a big draw.
Right.
And people come there just to see that.
I got you.
You know, because he lived up there.
Right.
I don't, you know, he was born in America, but he was raised in China.
Mm-hmm.
But he
and
came
then,
back over, but I don't know if he was born
right.
there in
hey,
Seattle.
You were
or
saying
not.
That, something about that the other day about him doing so well in China,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought him over here, and like it was just a big boom. And
well, the thing was, you know, they made the Green Hornet.
Right.
Now we're probably over.
Yeah.
I know Leah and everybody.
Is.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a TV show to start with.
Right.
And Bruce Lee was Kato.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as a matter of fact, the show was so popular in China,
mm-hmm.
they called it. The Kato Show. And so that was his big thing. He was big at home, and they came up with this television show called Kung Fu.
Right.
And there was talk of putting him in it. Well, they got to thinking, now, this guy is Asian.
Right.
And, of course, this was in the 70s.
Right.
It's a lot different than now. Said, who's going to really buy into this? We've mm-hmm. got this Asian lead in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got David Carradine, dressed him up like an Asian guy, which was weird anyway.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee got shut out. Well, he went home.
Right.
He just
right.
went on over there.
Made big movies back home.
Mm-hmm. Got with the Shaw Brothers,
right.
who just, you know, that's about all they make is martial arts mm-hmm. movies. And they had the Wire and Flying movies is what they call
right.
them.
Oh, yeah.
And
those
are the Kung Fu movies where they jump and they fly, they run across the water and stuff.
I got you.
Well, Bruce Lee didn't want to do that. He wanted to do it where it actually looked like fighting.
Right.
And I'm trying to, they changed the names of two of the movies. There was The Big Boss and Fist of Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've swapped the names. I'm thinking the Fist of Fury was the one where he worked at the ice house.
Right.
And they made that, and the Chinese people lost their minds. They went crazy. And so he's a superstar.
Right.
Well, they decide over here, said, well, you know, let's put a little coin behind this fella. And they made Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Which is still a major. I've got things in my mouth. They're like bugs or something.
You're shedding.
This is particularly nasty right here. Anyhow, they made... what do we say that?
Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon with John Saxon and who was the other guy?
Chuck Norris not in that one?
Chuck Norris was not in that one. He was in Way of the Dragon.
Way of the Dragon. That's
and, of course,
right.
you know, he killed Chuck in that.
Right,
you know, too bad. Man.
Yeah.
But it was his movie, you know. But anyway, that's how it all started. And then the guy dies.
Right.
And it's still a mystery to really what killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But 32 years old, but he was a bad little man.
Yeah.
He was about, seriously, about 5'3" and could just beat you before you knew what happened.
Yeah.
Didn't he die from an allergic reaction to an aspirin?
They say it was an allergic reaction to some sort of medication. Yeah. Some say it was
like a
brain bleed. Some say he was assassinated by the, I'm
Chuck
serious.
Norris.
No, yeah, Chuck Norris came back and he killed him and
Chuck
it made
Norris
him mad.
Chuck Norris is a bad dude. He's like corn pop.
You know, You know, Chuck says that he was trapped in a woman's body and then he was born.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who. I forget. I lost my mind there for a minute. But anyway, that's our Bruce Lee stuff. And I love the Bruce Lee movies, and I love the old Wire and Flying movies too. Right. Some of them are hilarious.
So would like Flying Tiger, Crouching Dragon? Would that be one of the Wire?
That would be later one. There was what was it? Hidden Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That was it. I went to see that when I was in Washington State. Mm-hmm. It was about a foot of snow on the ground. Right. And my wife says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I want to go see this movie."
Yeah.
Nobody else will be there. I said, "Well, yeah." I get down there. This place is packed. Right. I'm like on the front row.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to look up. And the thing had subtitles.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it, Leah?
No, I've not.
It's a really good movie.
It's
really
it's like a love story, really.
To me, it was so visual. I mean,
the effects. And
The effects, but also the way they filmed it. It was just amazing.
That's an amazing movie. One of those you got to see on the big screen. Yeah. You know? And it's real pretty. It's got a love story to it and everything. And it's pretty amazing.
I have not seen any of these movies y'all are talking about. I'm like, okay.
Well, let me throw this out there while we're talking about it. No, I see we got David on the phone.
Do
we? Oh, my goodness. David's on the phone. We better get over here and see what. Is he on one? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Ernest. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty,
how you doing?
Pretty good. How's things with y'all over there to the hospital?
Well, we got a new knee.
All right.
A new knee.
It's sort of like having a new knee, so I got a new knee.
I was telling
my wife did.
I was telling everybody somebody broke in your house, and she woke up, and one of her knees was missing, so she had to have it replaced.
Yeah, it reminds me of a joke, but I'll tell it later.
You kind of pass on that,
that's the million-dollar wife.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to tell it on the radio, but these folks here are some of the nicest people right here in this hospital, and we're really lucky to have nurses and doctors and these nurses here and the respiratory therapists, the anesthesiologists. They're all just extremely nice, done a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
We're real happy so far. We hadn't got a room yet. They're cleaning. Been cleaning the room for about 8 or 10 hours, I guess. But
is it clean now?
They said it finally gave me one.
All right.
And she's doing okay. Finally. She come out of the anesthetic okay?
Well, she's still kind of drunk. But they got this little button that they push, and they keep getting the pain medicine.
Oh yeah.
She keeps pushing that button. I guess it makes her feel better. You know, and if you want to feel better about the market. You know, if you're older, you really need to think about what's going on and what went on today.
Uh-huh.
I noticed I was reading some of the headlines about what happened over in China. All these people going crazy, and we're thinking they're going to get some kind of virus, and the stock market dropped over that. If the market's going to drop over something as small as a viral scare,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of shaky. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, The warning there is we just don't know where we are. We're in uncharted territory, totally uncharted, and I just like to have peace of mind. We're going to have peace of mind here that we're sleeping up here at the hospital. If something needed, we get experts immediately in here to take care of us. So my advice is if you're older, with your investments, your retirement, why don't you get some peace of mind? You know, don't worry about what might happen, make it where it can't go away. And then you can have fun even on a rainy day.
And you can do that by calling David Ernest at 279-7431. And, it doesn't cost you a nickel. Doesn't cost anything, and there's no obligation. And who knows, you may even get to talk to Leah.
Mm-hmm. You will.
How about that? Yeah.
Princess Leah.
Princess Leia, yeah. I was just telling them I found some Star Wars stuff the other day, and it was a two-pack of the little figures that had Luke and Leia in it. So I need to get another one and bring it down here, be like our mascot.
Yeah.
And Leia, while I'm thinking, I'll tell you, Mama said thank you for checking on us.
I will.
She came by and checked on Susan, and I saw her down at the lunch cafeteria. It's just so nice to know people are really concerned about you. You know, right. I think we just need to have friendship, and camaraderie, and that means a lot,
Oh, right. Of course. Well, we appreciate you, David, and we appreciate Susan as well. So let us know if you need anything.
And I appreciate you working on the Valentine's dance tomorrow.
Yes.
You're going to see the director, and that's a big thing. We're going to have a big thing. Have y'all talked about it on the radio tonight?
We have not. But, guys, we have a Valentine's Day dance coming up with the veterans February 7th. I'm not sure what time. Do you know, Russ?
7 o'clock. It's on the flyer, but don't ask me to. It's either 6 or 7. I don't know.
Well, guys, we'll find out tomorrow for sure, and I can let everyone know and update on that.
And I understand I've got to dress up because I'm supposed to, like, do some stuff, right? So I got to get over
to... You probably got to act important. And you are important.
I got to get over to Omar the Tent Maker and get me something put together, you know. I'm going to wear something flashy now. I'm not going to just... I'm going to be all wild and everything where everybody says, well, here he comes. No, that's a couch.
Right.
And
You know, you'll be standing on the stage of the historic Davis Theater. So, you know, there you go.
And, you know, I have actually done that once before. I've got a picture of me and Larry and Leslie, and I forget what we were doing, but we did, Leslie was singing this song I think it's from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and the song is Comedy Tonight. She was singing that, and we're all decked out in tuxedos and everything, and she would sing a part of it and stop, and me and Larry would read these jokes. And they were just, and I remember one that got us the most applause. Said, did I tell you about my uncle who worked in a circumcision clinic? And then Larry says, did he make much money? I said, no. He only took tips.
That's pretty good.
But I have played the Davis Theater. This will be my triumphant return to the Davis Theater.
Yeah, that seems like that's important. Yeah. But anyway.
And this is coming up on the 7th of February.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
All right.
That's correct.
Before you know
it. It'll be 1 week before the actual Cupid era hits, but, you know. They said that that's the only time they could get it available. I think somebody else has them 14th.
Right.
But, hey, we can pretend that it's Valentine's Day a week ahead.
It's Valentine's Day all year round when you're in
love. It should be.
There you go.
And it's Valentine's Day tonight for me because I'm up here with my bride and taking care of her and her new knee. And appreciate everybody listening to the radio show. And thank you guys for doing such a good job. And I'm going to go and let y'all do what y'all are good at doing, talking.
All right, sir. Well, look, you know, call us back after a while, or we'll hear from you tomorrow night, whichever. We you know, always ready to hear from you.
Well, I'll just let you guys run the show. On with the show. Is that it? Is that what they say?
Yeah. Let's
Warner Brothers.
On with the show. This is it. There you go.
This is it. There you go.
All right, man.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later on.
Bye, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell Susan.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful.
You too.
Have a great evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. He's up there playing nursemaid because, I'm sure she's going to need some seeing to.
Apparently.
All right. We got Crawdad on the phone. I think he's got all of his knees. Are you there?
I'll be quick. I did have a friend that I was trying to get to come talk to David. She and her husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had both her knees replaced.
Uh-huh.
It went very, very well. I was going to go have my head replaced, but they didn't have any spares available at the time.
There you go.
You mentioned that you saw a funny thing happen on the way to the forum. I hadn't thought about that.
I know. I just happened to think about it.
And that's an excellent production.
Uh-huh.
Zero Mostel did the stage version on that, and also he played Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof.
He did.
My favorite is Fiddler on the Roof.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I were a rich man, I'd have one staircase just for going up and one just for coming down.
and one more going nowhere just for show.
Just for show.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Zero Mostel was also in the movie version of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And I even know the guy who played Tevye in the movie.
Really?
It was Topol. I always thought is that smoker's toothpaste. But this guy, he's been in a bunch of international movies. Right. He's been in some James Bond movies. His name was Topol. And he was Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof.
Wow.
Awesome stuff. Those early productions, we had quite a collection of records.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was the nerd kid when everybody was busy watching and listening to the Archies. I was listening to classical stuff. And, you know, Prokofiev, I can't say Prokofiev, dadgummit.
Well, don't feel out the Lone Ranger, because I had a bunch of stuff like that, too, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I can't tell my Lone Ranger joke right now. Oh.
The only one comes to mind, and I know you can't. you have to give that to me later.
Yeah. You were talking about Bruce Lee also.
Yeah, I thought you were a big Bruce Lee fan.
Oh, I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, and also, if you get a chance, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there, even recent production, I think on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
About the Ip Man who helped train Bruce Lee when he was young.
And I think, isn't it the guy's name, Danny Yun?
Danny Yun.
And he was actually in one of the last Star Wars movies. He played a blind martial artist Jedi.
I'm going to have to catch that.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
The thing I liked about the character that was Ip Man, that The Wing Chun up close style.
Oh yeah,
you know, the just within arm's reach, and that technique, which originated with a nun.
Really?
Yes, originated that style for self defense, martial arts self defense. But Ip Man was the guy smoked and drank, sat around. He was your regular ordinary Joe. He wasn't one of these high and mighty monks.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that's kind of an oddity, because of the, you know, part of that thing about the spiritual cleanliness and, you know, purity and all that junk. Here's a guy smoking cigarette, drinking booze, and then practicing.
Well, the thing about that movie, I've seen, there's three of them, I think, and I've seen the first couple of them. And They don't do any film tricks in it. It's all straight up.
And
he is standing there, and he's hitting this guy like 20 times in 2 seconds. I mean, it's just amazing. And the guy knew he got hit, too, because he goes flying.
That was what was Bruce Lee's little thing that he got people very interested in coming to the studio was what they call it, the five-inch punch.
The one-inch punch.
One-inch punch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where everything is rotated, and it uses your own sternum as a springboard to knock.
And Bruce Lee was like, he was like 5'2" and 1.25 pounds. And he was just little, but he could go off on you if you weren't careful.
Yeah, well, I enjoy your show, and thank you.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Call us up anytime.
Lou, take care.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Crawdad.
Crawdad, ladies and gentlemen. And you can call us, and we're just shooting the breeze. 625 now. Phone number's 272-9228. And, you know, you were talking about, I've never seen a lot of these movies you're talking about.
No, yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, what movies do you like? If you were going to go to the movies right now, pick out something that's playing now, first run, what would you go see? And we're not going to make fun of you.
No, I honestly, like, the last movie I saw was a children's movie. That's what I'm saying. I don't really get to just, like, go to the movies.
Uh-huh. Well, you got, you know, got a little
Yeah, girl. So we watched Spies in Disguise this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, now that looks like it might be good.
It was like Will Smith, and he turns into a pigeon, but it's like, I mean, it was cute, but mine are kids' movies right now.
Okay.
Not by choice.
Okay. Well, if you
I don't even know what's playing.
Well, something you've seen, something that you've already seen that you really like.
The last movie I saw.
Uh huh.
Y'all might have to come back to me on this one. It's been a hot minute, really. I feel like I'm just so busy right now.
How many times have you seen Moana? Because we watch that on loop at the house.
Ask me how many times I've seen Frozen 2, and Frozen it's in 2. Theaters. Yeah. Four times. Yeah. I'm, like, obsessed. Mm.
See, I've never seen any of the newer Disney stuff.
You haven't seen Moana?
No.
Oh, man.
It was on Netflix, and it's just, like, in Disney Plus.
Aren't they making a live version of it now?
I think so.
So what's up with Disney doing that?
I don't know.
Probably just a way to make money.
They're making a live version of Lady and the Tramp.
They did that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, they made a live version of...
It won't be too long until Moana's, like, on Broadway.
Lion King, yeah. You know? Yeah, I never forget my
Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Oh, yeah.
My little brother, he was just a kid, and he said something. Well, we're going to go see 101 Damnations? And I was like that. You're just going to get in trouble. Yeah. But Disney's a lot different than when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we were kids, like me and Luke, I think, like, when we were younger, Disney's a lot different.
Yeah.
And, you know, there for a long time, they made a lot of live action stuff, and it was geared more toward, teenagers, really, you know, because you remember remember Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. He was the, what was that one, the smartest guy in the world or something. He played this character, and they made several movies with him in it, and they all went to this college or high school somewhere. And he got shocked, almost electrocuted while holding the cord to plug in the computer.
Right.
And everything went in his brain, you know. Yeah. And then he was on, like, Jeopardy or something, you know. And then they made several of those.
I tell you, here lately, me and Emily and Joe have been watching. We're trying to watch the Marvel ones.
Okay, yeah.
In order.
Oh, my gosh.
From the Disney Plus channel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
we've
enjoyed that.
We're trying to do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen The Mandalorian yet. So,
I've watched a little bit of it. Joe was watching it the other day, and I kind of peeked in, and he was watching it, and it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's Boba Fett, and he's gone to, so I don't want to be
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, he's going to get Baby Yoda, but it was really neat.
Well, you know.
And you were saying the other day, that's like the beginning since
that's back before, but you know Yoda,
right?
He mentions it in I can't keep them straight with the names of when Luke goes to Dagobah to see him,
right?
He mentions that he's 900 years old,
right?
So you know, so that goes, that's a galaxy far away back in. But I hadn't seen it yet. So, and I actually found one over in the $5 tree, as I call it, Five Below. Yeah. And it's a little Yoda about that. He's about the size of that little one. And he talks when you press his stomach. Yeah. You know how much it was? It's $5.
Right.
That's exactly what I paid for. 272-9228. Call us up. Tell us about your favorite movies and things that you like. I'm watching Andy Griffith up here now. It's the one where the gold truck comes through. Yeah, that was for you know, underwear if you're gonna tinkle on yourself. But this is the one where the gold truck comes through, and it's supposed to be a secret and everything. And you know, I don't know. I'm almost like Greg with Sticks. You know, I met Barney
Sticks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I met Barney several years ago when I was in Spokane, Washington, and he was the nicest man. He's a little bitty guy.
Do you remember the what was the? It was a golfing tournament that they used to have here in Montgomery.
Uh-huh. That was George Lindsay.
George Lindsay.
I met him.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you, George was not the nicest fellow in the world.
Yeah. I met, I think Lou Holtz was there one time.
Oh.
And I met him.
We met several folks, but George Lindsay came. And I'm not going to talk bad about him, but I made him mad
because
I called him Goober.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't like that.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of like, well, I'll just shut up, you know. And then somebody called in, made him mad again,
right?
Because they said, well, you ever been in anything else? Well, you know, he was in South Pacific,
right?
He was in a bunch of episodic TVs, and I saw him get killed on Gunsmoke. He was in a Twilight Zone, and so I jump in with that. Well, he kind of softened up toward me then,
towards you know, and he
told me to call him George next time. You know? But he just wasn't very endearing. Now Don Knotts, just as nice as he could be.
Matter of fact,
the same episode is our favorite.
Right,
and it's the one where he's in the choir and they got the guy backstage singing for him.
Was it? I'm trying to. Rafe Hollister.
No, this is the one. I can't think of the guy. But he's singing, supposed to sing the solo.
Right.
And they get the mic, and they got, that's a special mic. You got to sing real low.
Lower.
And they got the guy backstage to sing for him. He said that was one of his favorites, too.
I bet.
But he was, and they got to meet Tim Conway.
Yeah.
That
now,
same
see,
night.
I would have loved to have seen Tim Conway and Don. Those were like my childhood favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did the
Sugar Dumpling Gang and Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah. And they did the, bit with the dwarf. You
right.
remember
where
Tim
dwarf
Conway was
golf,
the little short guy?
Yeah.
And they did the thing with the little old man, you know, the little man, the oldest man in the world, Tim Conway, is like the old guy.
Well, and then you got to bring in Carol Burnett, which, you know, they start, aren't they doing some of those like on the local antenna TV or something?
I'm sure they are, but they've got them on Prime, I think, Amazon Prime. But the thing was, this show that they were doing was supposed to be Tim Conway and Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
But he had gotten sick.
Right.
And so Don Knotts stepped in. They did the dentist sketch from the Carol Burnett show. And like I said, we got to meet him before and after the show, and it was something else.
Comic gold.
Yeah, people were telling me, I'd never seen you where you couldn't talk. And I was like, you know, my mouth is hanging open. I'm standing here with Don Knotts and Tim Conway. As a matter of fact, I found some 3.5-inch floppy disks.
Oh, really?
And they say Tim Conway and Don Knotts. So there's pictures on there. So over the weekend, I ordered a reader.
Right.
I should get it next day or two, so I'll see what's on there. 272-9228.
We have Grayson White on the phone.
Grayson?
Hi.
Hey, I think I know Grayson. Is that our little friend, little young friend from over at Slap Out?
Looney Skating.
Well, we'll just, I know who that is.
Yep.
Grayson, you there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here, guys. How you doing?
That's not who I thought it was. But hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just in Meridian listening to you guys today. And
Meridian, Mississippi.
Wow.
Yeah. Calling, seeing if you guys have seen Knives Out yet.
Is that any good? I've heard it's real good.
It's very good. I'm not typically a mystery guy, but it's entertaining, it's funny, and it was very well written.
Mm-hmm. And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it too.
Yes.
I saw a lot of folks on there, like isn't Daniel Craig in there?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the private investigator.
Uh-huh. But, it's, I don't know if it's still playing or not, but Knives Out.
Knives Out.
Yep.
Okay.
We saw it Christmas night. It's still out here in Meridian.
Uh-huh.
There's several good ones out. We don't get to the movies very often, but that was one that we went and saw.
I don't get as much as I'd like to. I like to go in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of folks there, you know.
Right.
And so it's pretty cool.
So how's the skating scene in Meridian?
Skating thing in Meridian is outstanding.
Okay, now y'all got to help me out now.
Grayson used to be with Loonies. Loonies, like the long time
I remember
Montgomery.
I remember Mr. Looney from way back.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And so you got a place over in Meridian?
Mm-hmm.
I took over a struggling facility in Meridian about 2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
And do you still have the couple skate and all that kind of stuff, you know?
We do. We actually had to introduce that here along with Shoot the Duck.
Shoot the Duck.
Several other games that they had never heard of.
How is the Rubber Band Man doing?
Well, Milton is retired. Right. Been retired for about 3 years now. He retired about a year before we left, and he's still riding his bike.
Yeah. I see him every once in a while down at the volunteer fire department at Katoma.
That's what he does. He volunteers down there, spends his days down there just waiting on the calls to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but that's really all I wanted, guys. I just wanted to call in
and check it out.
Give you my piece. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, we appreciate you calling, and If it's still around, I might check it out. If not, it'll be on Netflix or something for too much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Unless Disney buys it, then it won't. All right, man.
You take care,
have a good one.
Holler at us anytime.
See you, man.
All right. See you, Chris. Right. Bye.
Friend of yours, I guess.
Friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's long-time friend of mine.
And Looney's Skating Rink, that goes back a while.
Man, I'm telling you, that was the place to be when we were kids.
I'll tell you back how I was actually out there one night. And this was before I got in radio. I was out there, and that was one of the very first times I ever met the Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been out there skating and fell and broke his arm.
Oh, man.
Mm. And so he's got this big cast on his arm, and I met him. It's pretty neat. Of course, everybody was all gathered around him because he was the man back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
6:36, and give us a call. Lines are open. And what was that movie you said you liked? We were talking about it a while ago.
Django.
No.
Django.
Django?
Django.
That gum you Django.
What movie did
you,
I...
You said something that you liked.
That's my favorite movie.
That's your favorite?
Django?
Yeah, I think it's so funny.
Get out of here. Really?
It's a really random one, but yeah, that one's my favorite.
How about that?
I just feel like I really don't get to watch TV that much. Yeah.
Not if you've got your little three-year-old and you're watching Django.
I'm not watching Django with her.
Oh, I'm trying to think. What's his name? Tarantino. He's...
Yeah.
You either got to like him or not.
Now, I love him.
I loved the Kill Bill movies.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just because I remember seeing those movies back in the 70s and 80s, those crazy kung fu pictures.
We got William on the line.
Not William. Is it my soon-to-be fishing buddy, William? Hey, man.
Hey, Rich, what's going on, man?
Not much. You're not on speakerphone, are you?
Well, I am, but ain't nobody else in the truck with me. Can you hear me?
It's just kind of, you sound like you're coming in to us from outer space.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, it's definitely in the truck. I'm driving right now. I can't
think
much about it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you're talking about loonies. I'm going to take you a little further back. How about Earl's?
Earl's up in
Wallsboro,
yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I hadn't thought about that in a while.
Me neither. I have for a while.
We used to take the kids from Camp Chandler up to Earl's and go skating. Yep, way back. Yep.
That's a ways back.
Yep.
I thought the other day. Go ahead.
How long has that been, man? I tell you, it's good. Got
to be over 40 years.
40 years, yeah. At least.
I got to thinking the other day, if we came out with a new brand of cigarettes, we could have the Wallsboro Man.
The Wallsboro Man.
And he could be selling cigarettes, you know, the Wallsboro Man. He'd be riding.
Well, I don't know about the Wallsboro cigarettes, but, man, I know I used to like them potato wedges up there.
Man, those were good potato wedges. Golly, those were good.
Was that at Jones' store up there?
That one right to my right.
I believe that. Yeah, because
you know we went
kind of across the corner from Earl's. I think it was.
Yeah, we went to school with Ricky. Yeah. You remember Ricky Jones?
Yeah.
But that's been a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going back. Hey, you talk about. I know you do a lot of Star Wars collectibles and all that kind of thing.
Just a little bit.
You don't really think about. Do you know anything about old McDonald's toys, like from the 80s?
I know if you've got them and they've never been opened, they might be worth something.
Really?
I've got tubs full of them in the attic that have never been opened.
Did you see this on the news the other day? This guy is cleaning out his closet, and he finds a jacket that he wanted to try on to see if it still fit. He has not worn it in like 20-something years. And then Clint Eastwood came in and shot the joint
up. Yeah.
But anyhow, he's rummaging around in the pockets and he finds something, and there is a McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That he bought in...
Still in the wrapper.
He bought it in like 1979, I think.
In the old yellow paper.
The only thing that has this...
Let me turn that off. It's that great message.
Anyway, the only thing that has gone bad on this thing is the pickle.
Man.
The rest of it is just sitting there. And he's got it on eBay for sale now. And I think the price on that hamburger was like 59 cents or something.
Man.
And we were talking about this, William. This is sad. Crystal.
Yeah,
has so filed for. I am just
man. So sad about that.
I am heartbroken.
I am too, man. Because you know, that's just nothing better than a crystal.
Wait, what's that? No crystal.
No? I lost you there. What now?
I said, what is that? Have no crystal.
Crystal filed for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
I know.
Yeah, I guess somebody has to go to
X-Max
now.
Oh, that's well, yeah. It'd be different if he was lying. But those,
did I say that out?
Yes, you did. But they're so good. They're so good. All right, man. Look, tell your lovely wife we said hey, and
I'll do it.
We got to get together and go get some Chinese food here for long.
We have got to do that.
All right,
man. Y'all be good.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Bye, William.
That was my. I was getting a text or something there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Yes, it's David Ernest again.
Ringing again.
Yeah, but I believe we got another call coming
in.
And we're just
it's empty.
Nobody there. It's Casper. Just talking about movies and stuff. I like scary movies.
But I don't
mean where somebody gets the head cut off and then they poke the eyes out and stick their fingers out. But I mean
Saw or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have got one at home. I bought it years ago. It was on. It was on VHS, and I've dumped it over onto a DVD. It's an old Castle. Movie. A guy named William Castle made these movies, and he was the one that made like The Tingler. And so The Tingler had, I think, what's
saw
his name?
Saw in the bathroom once. But
what's his name? That was The Tinkler you're thinking about. This one had Vincent Price in it, and there was this thing.
It had to be good.
It looked like a big earwig, you know, those things with like a thousand legs.
Yeah.
It looked like one of those. And what would happen.
So you like the old, like the blob.
The B movies, But the thing with this was. They would go into the theater beforehand, and they would go around, and several different seats, they would put something under it that would give you a low-level electric shock.
Wow.
Oh.
And when The Tingler came on the screen, they turned this thing on and said, it's loose in the theater, and people start freaking out, losing their mind. And they had one that was in 3D, and the skeleton would come flying out, and they had a skeleton hooked up on a wire that would come through, stuff like that. But this one was it was called The Nightwalker, and it's got Barbara Stanwyck in it.
Okay.
And her husband is supposedly... Well, he is. He's dead. He was killed in an explosion. He was a scientist.
Right.
Had a lab there in the house. Well, he was working on something these people want, and they gaslight her. They dress up like him, making her think he's alive, and then they have this guy show up. They drug her where she thinks she's dreaming, and this guy shows up romancing her and everything. Huh. It's a really scary movie, and nobody gets their head cut off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all the visual.
Yeah, it's just
of it.
What do you call it?
Hitchcock.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And let's see, a lot of those old ones.
Yeah. Like The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That was on the other night.
I was watching that. Yeah.
And you know, that was originally made in 3D.
Right.
They re-released it. It's probably been about 35, 40 years ago, and we went to see it and saw it in 3D. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And, call us. Tell us about your favorite movie. And if you've got your favorite portfolio, and you want
to David Ernest.
Yeah, you want to make sure that movie has a happy ending.
That's right.
Call David Ernest at 279-7431. And I'm sure you'll talk to David. I know you might even talk to Leo.
You probably will.
Yeah. And see, there you go, because you've been working with David a whole week now.
Almost two.
You hadn't got fired yet from vacuuming, have you?
Okay. Not yet.
But she will not vacuum.
She will not vacuum.
No,
I did
first day.
Really?
It was.
Did you?
You want
to kind of like break the ice?
Yeah. You want to come over to my house and vacuum? Yeah. I got a nice vacuum over there.
She vacuums. Didn't get fired. You're good.
Yeah, it's good. The curse is broken now, guys.
It's working pretty good. 272 9228 is our number. David's number, 279-7431. Call him today. I think he's going to be gone the rest of the week.
He is, but I'll talk to y'all.
Well, you come in.
I manage everything,
You come in every night if you'd like. I mean,
I was talking if they called that number. Oh. They'll probably get me.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Leah's a very nice young woman. Just finished up school and
out there
ready to just make her mark.
Not maker's mark, but make her mark.
272-9228. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Mm-hmm. I don't know. My wife and I watched Gone with the Wind the other day.
My favorite.
And I really enjoy Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Oh, jump in right quick. We were talking about the Davis Theater.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned the seventh grade. They loaded us on these school buses.
And
we saw it at the Davis Theater.
I think we just watched Gone with the Wind a couple of weeks ago, and then we watched Wizard of Oz, which I guess came out the same year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it could be kind of a sequel because she got blown over to Oz in the house, dropped it on the witch over there.
But, one of our favorite shows right now that we're watching is Outlander. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
It's a little risque. They kind of swap times or something. Yeah, I've seen it.
It's an amazing show, and the next season's coming out February the 16th. So that's where we'll be.
Is this on Netflix or Hulu?
I think it's
or
on Stars right now.
Stars, okay. So,
but Outlander, it's pretty awesome.
We had free HBO over the weekend.
Right.
And I couldn't find anything to watch.
Right.
I just wasn't anything on there. One thing showed up. Baby's Day Out.
Baby's Day Out.
You've not seen Baby's Day Out?
I think I've seen Baby's Day Out.
Baby's Day Out. Cynthia Nixon plays a governess.
Right.
And she's taking care of the baby.
Right.
Oh, and she's reading to him from his little book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these guys come in and kidnap him. The parents are really rich. And it's almost like the Three Stooges.
Who does the voice of the baby?
There's no voice. There's no baby voice in it.
Okay.
Just goo goo.
Maybe
voice.
It's a different. Different
was Joe man, Pesci in it?
Joe Pesci was not in it, but there was a guy in it that seemed like Joe Pesci. But anyway, the baby gets away.
Right.
And he's crawling all over the place, and these guys can't catch him. And there's one scene where the cops come down to check on what's going on. They're sitting on this bench. They've caught the baby.
Right.
And he's got the baby under his coat. Somehow or another, the baby gets his lighter and sets his crotch on fire. and then the cops leave, and the guy moves the coat. The baby has crawled away, and one of his henchmen is stomping it to put it out. And he said, now that's how you put out a fire. But it's just, and it's something that Joe and your other little one.
Yeah.
They could see this. There's no blood or gut. But the kid goes to a construction site. And you know how in the cartoons where they walk on
that.
The girder and
I've
then it goes
it
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All that kind of stuff.
I think there's like a scene where
Joe Montaigne is who you're thinking about.
Joe Montaigne.
The baby gets in a gorilla cage, I think.
Yes, and the gorilla loves the little baby, and they're trying to get it, and the gorilla's smacking them around and everything. It's a pretty cute show.
Now, I just got a notification of what my favorite movie is.
Ah, your lovely wife is on the phone.
No, actually, it's one of my sons, but I'm sure it's via my wife. Raising Arizona.
That's a good one.
That's such a good movie. I've seen that one.
Such a good one. I love that movie.
Underrated actor.
Yeah.
Randall Tex Cobb.
All right, who
played the old nasty guy that's the bounty hunter?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And got blown up and everything.
Couldn't take him serious with that nose.
His nose was something was weird about his nose.
But you know, after that movie, you can't look at Nicolas Cage the same.
Well, he always does strange things. Yeah, he did what was that? Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
what,
Ghost
he's a Ghost Rider.
We just watched it the other day. Yeah.
National Treasure, all sorts.
Yeah,
of
well, that was a pretty good one. James on the phone.
Con Air.
That was okay. That was okay. Cyrus.
On the cheesy side.
Cyrus the Virus.
Cyrus the Virus.
Anything with Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You can't go wrong with Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
All right. We got James. James, how are you?
I'm just tickled to death to be alive.
Hey, all right. Join the club. What can we do for you?
Well, one of my films is Shawshank Redemption.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good film, and I want to give you a little bit of trivia.
All right.
there is something in Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something in The Wizard of Oz that are identical, that are is the same plot.
Is it the hourglass?
No.
Okay. Because the hourglass that the witch breaks, it's in a bunch of movies.
Right.
They just get to see it. But so there's a prop in both of them that...
I'll give you a hint. It's a very big prop.
What do we win?
Yeah, what do we win for this? Let's see.
$1 million and peace on earth.
All right.
Well,
and I'm in.
I probably get the $1 million before we get to peace on earth.
That's right.
So it's a very, very big prop.
Yep.
You know, you got me. I can sit here and guess all night.
Yeah. I'll go ahead because it is something that it's, you know, the bridge that you go across to get to the wizard?
Mm-hmm.
When you're, when Dorothy is escaping and she sees the fellow that, the fortune teller that she walks across the bridge.
Right.
And he's off to the right.
Uh-huh.
Under the, in the, Gone with the Wind,
Scarlet.
Scarlet hides under a bridge when the Yankees are, and she's escaping from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I remember
that. It's raining.
Right. And she's under the bridge with...
got Melanie in the back.
Yeah.
And she's about to have the baby. And then Prissy is there with her. Yeah.
That's the same bridge? That's the same bridge because they shot Gone with Wind and The Wizard of Oz within... a short period of time. I can't remember which one was shot. I think the director of Gone with the Wind started shooting The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think they swapped up directors
a lot
in there. Yeah.
With The Wizard of Oz.
And you know, like some movies, those are two good ones, but some of them, they say it was shot in Atlanta and should have been buried there. All right, James, appreciate it now.
Bye, James.
All right, brother. Have a good evening.
Take care. Bye-bye. I like trivia like that. I saw one the other day, and you see trivia stuff in the movies, and, you know, either you pay close attention or you just happen to catch something.
Right.
The other night I was watching that Baby's Day Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And after the baby is found and everybody, and they track the kidnappers down, one of them's sitting there and he's watching television. Well, it kind of pans past it and they're watching a certain movie. And I watched the credits and the clip, it said the clip credited to so-and-so. They were watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is another one of my favorites.
Right.
What was it? The other day, the line about I can't swim. That's why he didn't want to jump off the thing. He says swim. Said the fall will probably kill you. that actually happened here recently to me. 6:54. I guess it's getting about time to wrap it up, guys. We need to talk about David again. David, of course, over there taking care of Susan, who had a knee replacement. Mm. I wonder if he spent a little extra money so that when she jumps over something, got that noise. It goes. Because that's always fun to have.
Yeah, it is fun.
But she is recuperating. I don't know. They usually send you home a day or two after that don't they?
Yeah.
And so he'll be taking care
of... The worst thing about that is the rehab, soon as you... Yeah.
And the rehab people, just they're relentless. Yeah. They're pretty much...
Yeah.
Like the Nazis, they're going to make you do it. But they got to. You know, if you want to get up and move around, they got to do that.
Yeah.
So he won't be back until Monday, but we'll be hearing from him throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Terry's going to be here Thursday night.
Cannot wait.
And Leah, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, Lord.
Can you make it back?
Tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Yeah, this today is Monday, Tuesday, because yesterday was a holiday.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're coming back tomorrow.
I'll be back tomorrow with more details about the Veterans Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Ooh, because you're meeting with somebody.
I am.
And then let's see, what do we got here? Thursday, we said Terry's coming. I don't know about Friday. We may or may not.
Play by ear.
We may do a rerun. But, yeah. Oh, I used to love to see him. He was such a happy little fella.
Yeah, he was.
Sure could dance, too.
Yeah,
he could. Oh, any other good movies that...
I don't know. You were saying Steve Buscemi, and wasn't he in Jeff Bridges... can't think of his name. The dude.
Oh, yeah.
If you hadn't said it, I could have told you.
The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
Yes.
I think he was.
I have seen that movie.
You have seen that one?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
There is a site you can go to, and you can be ordained in the religion of dudism. And I don't even think it costs anything. Now, if you want to get the certificate, you do have to pay to, they'll unlock it, but it's you're ordained to abide.
Yeah,
you know, and that's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
You ever seen one that you were looking at it and you like and then you saw it and you're like, oh. You mentioned the Capri Theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to the Capri Theater many years ago to see La Cage aux Folles.
Don't know that one.
Which is Robin Williams, Nathan Lane, The Birdcage.
Oh, yeah.
This one,
that's one of my favorites.
This is the same thing, only it's in French. The doggone thing was in French with subtitles. And I got to sit and I'm thinking, this sucks. And then I got to looking at it, and it was the funniest darn thing I'd ever seen.
Right.
And
that is a funny movie.
They made several of them in French.
Right.
And they have all these adventures. They only made the one with Robin Williams. But I stumbled upon that, and I saw it again later, dubbed, and it was easier to keep up with it.
I got you.
But it's pretty funny.
Yeah, The Birdcage. I enjoyed that. That was hilarious. Uh-huh. Nathan Lane and just hilarious.
And another one with Nathan Lane is The Producers.
The Producers. I hadn't seen that. You were talking about that.
Oh my Lord, it's hilarious.
Need to see that.
You really do need to see that. There's one, what do you call it? They do one scene in there.
Right.
They're trying to get this producer to produce this play, and he's so bad that they know it'll fail. And they get, and there's a production number called "Keep It Gay." oh my Lord, it is so hilarious. Well, it is about that time, folks. I'm not even going to play a song. I'm just going to kind of look at it and count us out. Leah's going to be back tomorrow. You'll be back tomorrow. Luke will be back tomorrow. All the Hee-Haw gang will be back tomorrow. We want you back. And make sure you get ready to call us. We'll talk about something else. And let's see. Just want to remind everybody, David will be out the rest of the week. We just talked about this.
Dave's not here.
But you can still call him at 2-797-4431, and you'll probably talk
to me.
To Princess Leah.
That's right. And she'll do you the same way he will. Treat you right. Won't cost you anything, and no obligation. So there you go. We got about 20 seconds.
Actually,
about 40 seconds.
Ooh.
Andy Griffith is still on TV over here. Greg must have had a running fit because
he has to turn that
off when that's on. So.
I think he had some medical news yesterday that
he said something about he nearly had.